Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC West and Leah, and we've got the guy next to me here, the guy across the hall, the guy that is called Stephen Christoph. Welcome.
Stephen Christoph. Hey, how's it going?
It's going very well. Welcome. This is your first time in here, and you're our neighbor.
I know. I am. Well, you guys don't come to me either. So
I walk past you. Well, sometimes I peek in to see if you're there. That sounded really creepy.
It's okay. You can creep on me all you want.
I do a thing around here called four and out the door, so you guys aren't open by the time I leave.
This is true. Stephen being the owner of 60 to Escape, that's right here in the mall. And I've only done one escape room ever in my life, and it was there.
Very good.
It was 60 to Escape. I brought my son there and his friends for, I want to say it was his 10th birthday. And I blame them for us not escaping. Had we had
it's not
better
the first time she's blamed children for other things in her life.
Well, I mean, I blame them for a lot of other things too. But had they not been with us, I swear I would have escaped. But it hurt my confidence level a little bit that I wasn't
back.
Able to get out.
We can build your confidence back up.
And can you give me an easy room?
Sure.
Why? Don't shake your head at me. Do they have like an easy, moderately hard?
Yeah, we've got games that kind of span the difficulty levels.
I need a Leah level.
I think
bring it down to Leah level.
Empty box for the door.
They understood, and it'll still take 60 minutes.
Can you get out of this
right?
Studio? Slam it into the glass.
Oh, seriously though, 60 to Escape, it is a go-to destination here in Gurney. What inspired you to open an escape room though?
Sure. I've been doing entertainment and attractions my entire life.
Yeah.
And obviously Gurney is kind of the hub of Lake County and kind of Illinois for entertainment. You've got Six Flags, you've obviously got Gurney Mills, all kinds of different stuff all in this area. In 2016, when we were really building the concept, we wanted to bring something that was really fun, really immersive to the area. We got the idea to do the escape rooms and started developing it. Gurney Mills was the natural fit for it. And here we are.
And you guys have expanded since.
We have, yeah. Since we built Gurney Mills, we have another location at Southridge Mall up in Milwaukee. But one of the cool things about our games, our experiences, is everything's built by us. It's all built local, in-house, designed
cool.
by us, built by us. It's not like a franchise or anything like that. It's all us. So everything you get from us at our locations is 100% unique to 62 Escape. You can't get it anywhere else.
You live by Southridge Mall, don't you?
Yeah, like 3 miles from there.
Yeah.
Welcome to my drive every day.
Yeah, it's not so bad. Yeah,
it's not terrible.
See, he says it's not bad, so stop complaining.
don't complain. Everybody else is like, you live way up there. I'm like, it's really not that horrible.
Now, I mentioned that I did the escape room with my son and his friends and stuff, but it's a real wide range of who signs up to participate.
Yeah, so it's one of the cool things about escape rooms because we'll get groups of 10-year-olds and groups of 80-year-olds and everywhere in between. One of the coolest things about it for me, at least, and when we're watching the games and you see all the different types of people that come in, especially in the last 10 years, everybody's on their cell phone. It's a really cool way to disconnect and work together with either your friends, your coworkers, your family, and see the different ways that people interact and the way people can kind of release and get into the zone, so to speak. So
it's got to be so entertaining to watch from... I
was just thinking when he was talking about that we did the radio station I used to work at. We used to do a team bonding once a quarter, and that was one of them. We did it in escape room. It had to be hilarious for me because you ever put a bunch of radio people in a small room together? It was about 48 seconds, and there was already a screaming fight with everybody in the room.
Well, yeah, because everyone's like peacocking and thinking they're better than
yes.
the other.
Way smarter
and,
than the next.
Absolutely.
And those end up being some of the worst groups. And, it's funny, though.
A radio
because,
group is always the worst group.
You say you blame your kids, but sometimes kids are the best at escape rooms because they're more creative.
Right.
They're more willing to do the thing that you're not expecting to do. And in one of our older games that we don't really run anymore, there used to just be like a lock that was on a fridge kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was never locked. All you had to do was just open it. Kids did it 100% of the time. Adults did it like 1% of the time.
Wow.
Because adults just locked this. Exactly. And it was interesting to see how that dynamic played out. Our builds have gotten so much more elaborate now. And now it's, like going through a movie, whereas before it used to be locks and keys. And now it's, moving bookshelves, secret doors, hidden passages
That's
and everything
so awesome.
In between, which is really, really fun. So
now being in a small room, do people like that are claustrophobic kind of start to freak out, or how does that work?
It's one of the most common questions, and actually the games aren't very claustrophobic at all, and especially in our experiences, they end up being pretty big.
Right.
You know, the room is constantly evolving, constantly changing, and a lot, you know, the other concern everybody has is, well, I'm locked in, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're never actually locked
in.
You can always
get out.
Leave, walk out, go to the bathroom, do whatever you need to do, but nobody ever does.
Yeah.
The amount of times we've heard, like, oh, I'm claustrophobic, that's not something I'd like, and then they go in, they're like, oh. Yeah, this isn't.
This isn't bad.
Yeah. Leah Wood. She treats every one of our meetings with our bosses as an escape room.
But I give him 60 minutes. After 60 minutes, I'm out.
That,
maybe
like, I'm
that's
out.
Why.
Yeah.
If you're not done in 60 minutes, then I gotta leave.
Fair.
So true.
Yeah.
It's probably because of 62 escape. How many rooms do you guys have there now? I want to say when you first started, it was like. Was it four?
Yeah, we had four originally, and then we expanded in 2018. Now we've got six, and we're always working on new stuff. Obviously, we built the location up at Southridge so that we could have, you know, four more games up there.
Yeah.
And then we're currently working on redoing, you know, some experiences to have another new game, hopefully in the next, you know, month or so here, which would be really fun.
How big are the groups that go in there?
Up to eight.
Okay.
So, and then, I mean, we can handle groups of pretty much any size. That's, you know... But you have to split up over multiple games at that point.
No, can like Wes and I just roll in there, like, or do you have to make a reservation?
As small as two, as big as eight. We recommend reservations.
Okay.
We take walk-ins, but we book up fast.
Mm-hmm. There's no way I would do that with just you.
Why? I think that you mentioned the whole team building thing.
He's stuck in a room with just you all the time.
Yeah, but you get to try to escape.
I try to escape every day in here. Every day.
Okay, so you do... take walk-ins, but reservations, how do people doing that?
You do it right on our website at 62escape.com, or you just Google 62escape and it'll bring you to the website. Real easy process. You book it, you're done, you show up, you have a great time.
Now I gotta ask, since I did not escape, that's common, right? Like, people don't escape. What's
the
percentage of people actually doing it?
It varies per room.
Okay.
So it depends on how difficult the room is and what room you have. Average falls somewhere around 50-50, being, you know, just perfectly honest across the board.
Yeah.
We do have options to make the rooms easier, though.
Leah
so, like,
level.
We have, like, our unlimited clues, where for it's, like, an extra just $10, and you can ask for as much help as you want throughout the game.
Gotcha.
Kind of puts it on Leah mode.
I like it. Okay. What was my next question?
I don't know. I just lost it because I was thinking.
No, well, because what I was thinking, can you get extra minutes?
You can't get extra minutes. No,
we're
built into the schedule. Yeah. It is 60 to the schedule.
She's trying to order a taco at McDonald's.
I swear, when we did an escape, I was like, if I just had one more minute, it would have gotten done. All right, so how can people learn more about 60 to Escape?
Like I said, you can go to 62escape.com or give us a call. 844-62-ESCAPE.
Awesome. Steven, before we let you go, got to ask you, what's your gurney go-to?
Gurney go-to, so this is going to kind of sound like I'm sucking up, but I'm not a cake guy.
Yeah.
Anytime we're in the gurney area, like, we'll stop over at Benny's, you know, for our regular grocery shopping, whatever. Right next to Benny's is a place called Nothing Bundt Cakes, and they are awesome.
I've heard of that before.
And I know, right? But my fiance... loves it.
Yeah.
And
you go on your birthday?
Well, so I'm a pie guy on my birthday. I love pie.
You get a free one on your birthday, though.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Now I gotta go. But Nothing Bundt Cakes is, like, super good. It's the only cake I eat. So it's
now,
one of those
Steven,
little treats.
You
so.
Say sucking up, but if you think that you're getting some of our Nothing Bundt Cakes that's sitting over there.
Well, you're going to be stuck talking, and then I'm going to
you can sneak in the bag.
The
good thinking.
Yeah. I run across the hall, lock the door. And you already told me you're not very good at escape rooms. So.
Yep.
I'll find my way in. Steven, thank you so much for being in. And we'll be talking to Nothing Bundt Cakes. Kathy Blair, the owner, is in with us next here on XLC.